Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I had to join with you this time, listening to you speak about what you should not do. What, my dear friends, out of those 10 commands do you think is the most important one?
Love one another.
Love one another. Love our neighbor.
Yes. That encompasses all others. Because if you love your neighbor as you love yourselves, there would be no harm done to any other being.
True.
So we need only one command. I had to step in just to say these words to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That clarifies, yes.
It's very simple when you think about it.
Yes.
Well, I was talking about them in the context of the other person that came through, Miriam, the selfishness, teaching people how to be more selfless.
Yes.
That's more to the point where I raised, you know, the Ten Commandments. Do each one is not being... It's something to do with not being selfish and doing things only in love. And that's how I read them.
To speak as you do, my dear friends, brings harmony not only to yourselves in your discussions, but you leave this room thinking a little deeper each time. And that in itself is something you should cherish. Because if you do not think about the deeper matters of life, what is there to think about?
Very true.
It's all trivial. That's true. Trivial. Yes. You are wise, my dear friends, and my only hope is that the words that you spread help others to gain that wisdom.
We do our best.
Yes. Now, for this time, unless there is a very quick question, I will leave you to finish this evening in whatever way is for you to do.
I would just like to comment that we're back to that song again with the title, Love is All You Need. We've mentioned that before, and I think you approve that title.
Yes, I indeed did approve, because the words say it all. Yes. With love, you have everything.
Yes. I do have a really quick question about addiction. While I was washing up tonight before I came out, I was thinking about... Before they come back to Earth, or this is their first time on Earth, but normally they've returned to the Earth, and this time around they had an addiction. Would they know in advance that they were going to be of an addictive personality, and it was something that they were going to have to do this time?
They would be aware of the pathway of life. Whether you walk a straight pathway or whether you deviate from it, that is entirely up to your free will.
Yes.
Which but I will say that some, but it is not the normal for these people to choose to have addictions.
Right.
It is normally something which happens within the lifetime.
Right. Yes.
We know, and we have spoken many times, that you can bring things from another time. But with addiction, I would say not.
Right. Okay.
Does that help?
It does. Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
So anyway, could I just say that we know of two young teenage people who are very interested, seem very keen to sit in with this group. One of them I know to have clairvoyance. The general feeling has been in the past, I think, that young teenage is a little young for sitting in seance. Would you have any comment on that?
There is no problem with young people in seance, provided they are accompanied by wise mediums. If it is just a question of seeking, then of course a medium would help very much in their learning. Mm. If you are speaking of a group such as this, which has taken many years to develop in understanding, it may be a little more difficult for the young one to understand. But I would welcome their presence as long as it is an evening of just helping them cope with questions. It would not be an evening where I would speak, and because that may be something they have not as yet encountered.
Ah, not an evening for advanced teaching.
No. Mm-hmm.
But
they would be welcome to the group to speak to others who would help. Mm-hmm. Not myself.
So we could perhaps devote one evening to them.
Yes, a discussion evening with perhaps some light-hearted people. Because they are very susceptible to spirit.
Yeah.
Mm. Some are okay, some are fine. And some I have said could come, but these I feel are not quite ready for deeper stuff.
Yes. I think Christmas time, the end of our year, would be quite nice when the children are around in spirit.
Yes, well, I believe you said one is acquainted with spirit anyway. But even so, if you all remember back to your first seance meeting,
yes,
you can imagine what a young mind can be.
Mm. They're so vulnerable to different thoughts at that
age. Yes.
I think it's far too young, personally.
Yes.
It is not young if they are the correct people.
No.
If they have encountered clairvoyance and other mediumistic...
One of them is my daughter, and she has a lot of... I think she has a lot of questions because she has had a lot of experiences, even though she's young. She's seen cats a lot, for example, clairvoyantly.
Yes.
And she still does. It's been going on for 5 years. But she also has experienced a lot in her short life, you know, in terms of clairsentience. And she's heard a lot of things too. Experienced a lot of spirit in the house. And I think she will definitely develop when she's older, because she seems so sensitive.
Yes, all children have the gift of sensitivity.
All of them.
Whether they use it or not is a different matter.
Yes.
But I feel that it would be best to have a question-answer circle.
Yes, rather that's a good idea.
To have the usual sittings with me.
Mm-hmm.
I do not feel they are ready for deeper matters yet.
Yes, yes, I'm sure that's good advice.
I was asked, Sally, this evening by a friend who was here years ago called Pia from Finland, if you'd have any words for her. I know it's a personal one, but she seems to be suffering badly from this arthritis.
Yes. Is she close to the mother?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she's close to her.
Yes. Yes, there are underlying issues here. That is all I will say at this time. She needs, she needs to separate a little more from the mother.
Mm.
Just to ask for help, that is my advice to her. And there are many who would be listening. I will try and see what we can do to help her.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes. We may speak of this on another occasion, but for this time I am going to take my leave of you all.
Thank you so much for all your words and all your love.
Thank you so much for coming through, Sally Met.